937.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the number for you to take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number three of the Tuesday night edition. Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners, and you'll find the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And it's not just any old photo, Manwich. It's one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. We call it validation. In the picture, the lady in question proves that she listens to the show. Now, there's a variety of ways that you can prove that you listen to Free Talk Live photographically. You can see what I mean by that by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Still to come tonight, the Patriot Act. We will talk about it's apparently on President Bush's desk at this point, the reauthorization for the Patriot Act. We'll tell you what's in there. They've added some new provisions. They've added what they consider protections in there, because they thought that apparently it went a little too far last time. So we'll tell you about one of their protections, so-called, that they've added in there. Plus, Homeland Security, keeping you safe, going after T-shirt vendors. Give you the details, more emails if we get a chance. But first, we go to the phones, because this is the show about your calls, to Manuel in Iowa. Manuel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, sir.
Hello, good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Good evening.
Good,
what's on your
sir,
mind?
How are you?
All right, well, I wanted to talk about Manwich's logic on this incrementalism issue.
Uh-oh, Manuel's going to rake me over the coals.
let's see how it goes. Let's start with government is bad, right?
I do concur that government is bad.
Right. So it is like murder.
What's that?
So government is like murder, and we oppose to it.
Okay.
Right. Murder is bad, and we want no murder, right?
Right.
But since it's not possible to get rid of murder, you say, then it's only okay to be partly against murder, because it's not realistic.
Well, I think that if you're comparing government is bad to and government is like murder to doing away with public education, that you will not have the public on the side of you getting rid of murder, and that you have to do away with first certain types of murder,
Manwich,
and then we get rid of all of them.
Manwich is an incrementalist, Manuel, because he doesn't believe that the little people are smart enough to be able to handle our radical principled pro-freedom ideas. Isn't that right, Manwich?
Have they handled it so far?
They haven't been presented with it so far. For the most part,
they haven't. People have heard these things.
For the most part,
small government.
No, they haven't really been heard of anything about principles and libertarianism.
I'll tell you what: you talk to somebody about doing away with the public school system, they'll think you're a crackpot.
Manuel, thoughts?
And I am a crackpot for that.
What happens is that I think there's a confusion. There's a confusion between strategy and an ethical position. Manuel is confusing a strategy of what should be anti-aggression stance with a tactic, how to achieve liberty. So you're either A, not principled, or B, saying that some government is good.
And well, I don't think he's saying that. I don't think he's saying that. Manwich wants to get rid of government education. That's your end game, Manwich.
Yes.
You want to get rid of it. But he just doesn't think that we can do that without taking some steps, because he thinks that the average Joe couldn't possibly wrap his mind around the idea that government schooling is centralized wealth redistribution and communism.
You know,
I think that it's all right to be an incrementalist activist, but not an incrementalist libertarian, because if you could, you know, if suddenly all the public schools were gone, you know, what would happen then?
What do you mean if suddenly they're all gone?
Well, that's a bad example, because that wouldn't happen. You would need popular support and all that. But let me put it this way. If you can be engaged in any activism that aims for any reduction of public education or, you know, bad gun laws and things like that, then that's fine, even if it's incrementalist in its activism or, you know, more hardcore. What's wrong with that?
So you're saying it's okay to be an incrementalist activist, but it's not okay to be an incrementalist in theory?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Because if you're saying public education is bad, then you should, you know, try to avoid it, you know, restrict it, hinder it, sabotage it, do, you know, any kind of activist step is allowed, because you're going towards your goal, and your goal is to have none of it.
Well,
so you can be...
I do take the activist step of trying to pay as few taxes as possible.
And at least you're not trying to withhold your goal, man, which you're not trying to pretend as though all you really want to do is add vouchers. You really do want the goal of getting the government out of education. And, I you know, that's respectable. At least you're not trying to hide your true goals. And that way, if somebody were to discover, well, wait a minute, you don't just want vouchers. You want to go all the way. I mean, it wouldn't be a surprise to them because you would be saying that up front. Manuel, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Continuing with Walt in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt, what's up?
Well, I want to talk about this school voucher thing.
Yes, sir.
And I want to tie it into everything, I guess. Stop and think about it, people. Money for the school voucher program has to come from somewhere.
Yes, sir, and it comes from your property taxes.
Yes, which, first of all, that's illegal, okay? But...
Well, it wouldn't matter. Now, wait a minute, Walt. To use the claim that it's illegal is to go back and use the government to support your argument. Even if it was legal, and there are plenty of lawyers that will tell you it is, I mean, they've passed laws that say there should be property taxes. Even if it was legal, you still wouldn't support it, would you?
Well, of course not.
It's not that it's illegal. It's that it's wrong to take people's money.
Exactly. That's the whole point. That's the point I'm getting at. It's illegal. Property taxes are illegal. That's the point. We had tariffs
on
everything.
I'd say they're wrong, Walt, because you can make whatever... lawyers can make whatever they want to be legal.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody needs to download a copy of the Constitution. It's only 30 pieces of paper. Just like G.W. said, it's only just a G.D. piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's 30 pieces of paper, G.W., and as I read in that, the government has no authority from we the people who actually are the ones supposed to be running this country because we elect those, well, outside of the electronic voting machines, we are supposed to be able to elect the people to do our bidding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got to take the money out of your pocket and mine for these vouchers. I don't read anywhere in the Constitution where they have the authority to do any of that.
No, it's certainly not in the federal constitution. I can't speak to all the 50 states' constitutions, which is, of course, where education happens. It's the state level.
It's just like the income tax thing. It says most of your state constitutions say, regarding income tax, the state income tax, if you're required to fill out a federal form, then you're required to fill out a state form.
Right.
Well, again, show me the law
regarding the federal form. Right. There is
no law
that requires anybody who's an American person to fill out federal tax forms.
Income is profit. When you go to work for John Doe Delivery Company, Construction Company, whatever,
mm-hmm.
where in the hell is your profit from the sweat of your brow?
It's not profit. It's just an exchange. You're exchanging your time and your work for money.
That's why that's criminal. Because income is from capital gains. You buy a house 2 years down the road. You bought the house for $100,000. 2 years down the road, you sell it for $250,000
mm-hmm.
minus your expenses. That is your profit. There you go.
I don't agree that they have any that they should have any sort of control over any profit that you make. I think it's I don't care what the law says. I think it's outrageous that the government thinks that they can take money from people.
I will agree with you on that as well. But that's what I'm saying. That is, I'm just going by what their laws state I'm in this thing.
And nobody bothers to check the law. They just all presume that
they just assume that I got to pay my taxes. If income, people, and
because
then they
that's
lied
what mommy
to you
daddy
right
said.
On the 1040 form. They said income from wages, tips, etc.
Indeed, Walt. Thanks for the call. As always, always full of good information. Somebody's been watching America from Freedom to Fascism, huh?
Yes, and probably a participant of WeThePeople.org,
yeah,
too.
Which, by the way, there is a website up now for, I think it's freedomtofascism.com. I'm not positive on that, but for that new movie that's coming out. 800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll talk the Patriot Act. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what
you? And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. Just added the brand new torrent for the month of February. What we do is, when we finish a month, we take them all, one of our listeners who's just volunteered to do this, which is great because I don't know how to do it, turns the entire month's worth of shows into what they call a torrent. And then we post that torrent online, and you can use one of the various different BitTorrent programs to download the entire month's worth of shows, all in one convenient package. So that way you don't have to go through and download each day, which would be a very time-consuming process. You just go and click the torrent and get the entire month at once.
That's
so.
And doesn't that put a lot of information into your computer at one time?
Yeah, about half a gigabyte, I think,
holy
as a matter of fact.
Per month?
Yeah. Per month.
Do you erase them in order to get the next one?
No, you can download all 11 months of the show if you want. So we've got 11 months worth on our website
for free. How much space does a hard drive have?
Oh, lots. These days, gigabytes and gigabytes of space.
I remember when gigabyte was a lot. But
yeah, nowadays, if you've got a 40-gigabyte hard drive, you're on the small end. Nowadays, they've got 200, 300-gigabyte hard drives. Anyway, you can get it all for free. Archives at freetalklive.com. So let's talk the Patriot Act, Manwich, because it's in the news, it's hot, they're reinitializing it, there were some provisions that were coming up for expiration, and now, well, they've all been renewed. The package that has been passed and is sitting on President Bush's desk for signature renews 16 expiring provisions on the original Patriot Act, including one that allows federal officials to obtain tangible items like business records, including those from libraries and bookstores, for foreign intelligence and international terrorism investigations. Now then, there were some complaints about the Patriot Act last time, and rightly so. It's an outrageous act that has nothing to do with liberty and freedom and everything to do with control and tyranny.
Yes.
And there's some outrageous provisions in there, and one of those things was that if they wanted to, they could come to you and subpoena you for information in a terrorism investigation. For instance, if you were a bookstore owner.
Mm-hmm.
They could come to you and say, Mr. Manwich, we're going to need your records. We're going to need the records of your purchases for the last 6 months. And since this is a federal terrorism investigation, you're not allowed to tell anybody that we were here.
Hmm.
That's one of the provisions in the Patriot Act, which to me is really outrageous.
It is. It's weird. I mean, what if I want to tell my wife? Am I going to go to jail for it?
You will go to jail for it.
Wait, I didn't sign any pieces of paper that made me a top secret military guy or anything like that. I'm not a secret agent man.
You became a secret agent man when they approached you said that they needed information from you.
And then, otherwise they're going to put me in some secret prison somewhere?
That's correct.
Or rub me out?
That's right.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's really freaky. And it's outrageous. And so people were angry about it. So some Congress critter has decided that he is going to, Feingold, I believe, has decided that he's going to really stick it to the feds and they're going to really make it so it's they're going to change things. People have complained about this, so they're changing it. Well, here's their new provision to protect us.
I'm glad
us
they're
all.
Keeping us safe over there in Washington. They're so good at it.
Right. Here's their new provision that's going to protect us from this. Giving recipients of court-approved subpoenas for information in terrorist investigations the right to challenge a requirement that they refrain from telling anyone. Boy, is that a great change or what? Now you have the right to challenge it.
Well, that's
you still can't tell anybody. You still can't talk to anybody about it, but you can challenge it.
How long do you think the challenges take?
I don't know, and nor does it say who you have to challenge it with, because it would seem to me that if you were to contact a judge or a court, you'd be violating the provisions by telling them that you want to challenge this. So maybe you could only challenge it with the FBI. So if the FBI comes to you and says, we need your records and you can't tell anybody, well, I challenge this. Thank you for your challenge.
Now give us your records and shut up.
Right. This is nothing. this isn't even, this is just, it's not even anything close to being something somewhat important. It is not even a semi-critical change.
You may now dispute whether or not.
Yes.
It's just it's ridiculous. Look, hey, just so you know, I was going to challenge it anyway.
Yeah.
Whether you gave me the right to or not there, Congress Critter.
And this has been used. This particular provision has been used. There have been people that have been subpoenaed, and they have come out and have been able to say that they were subpoenaed for something, but they can't actually reveal their identity. It's really just freaky. The amount of control that this government wants to have over people, and does have over people. I mean, if the FBI comes and tells you can't tell anybody what they just talked to you about, that's kind of scary, isn't it?
It's very strange.
It's a little...
Now we've got secret meetings with secret police,
right?
Judged by secret courts.
Secret searches that they can come and search your house, and they don't have to tell anybody about it, not even you.
You know, they put people in secret jails, and they, you know, make their cases secret. They can't even, they're so secret they can't even talk to their lawyers. When will it end?
Not anytime soon. I can't imagine this ending anytime soon. It's really sick. And we actually talked about, speaking of secrecy, over the weekend we read you a report about how there are over 5,000 cases, federal cases, drug cases, not even terrorist stuff, drug cases and other things like that in the federal system that are totally locked down. The cases have already gone through. They've already happened. The sentencing has already happened. But you can't get information about it. Why? There's supposed to be a Sixth Amendment right to a public trial. All this information is supposed to be available. Freedom of information in America. Nope. Locked up. Sealed. Controlled. You don't have access. They just flaunt it in your face, man, which they're throwing it in all of our faces every day in this country, saying, ha-ha, we can do whatever we want. Look at us. We're the government. We got more guns than you. What you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
I think they're doing it under the auspices of keeping us safe, but they're just bad at it.
Yeah.
And how are they going to do that? For one, it's an impossible task. How can you keep someone safe?
Not possible.
Not possible.
It's an illusion.
It absolutely is.
And we're called un-American for suggesting these things, man, which...
It's amazing to me that someone would call me un-American. Absolutely baffling to me.
There's more in this here, Patriot Act.
It just means I disagree with you.
There's more in this here, Patriot Act. Apparently, some senators have gotten the idea that there needs to be a federal law restricting methamphetamine, restricting pseudoephedrine, which is one of the ingredients that you can use to make meth, and there have
and
been...
to stop... sinus strip.
Right. There have been states around the country that have passed restrictive laws on pseudoephedrine products, like pseudoephedrine, that sort of thing, to where you actually have to present identification, fill out some sort of government form in order to actually buy your medicine that you're looking for. Well, now it's going nationwide as a result of the Patriot Act. This is something that they added into this this new version of the Patriot Act.
God.
According to Access North Georgia, Washington, AP, actually suffering from springtime allergies? You could be among the first affected by the USA Patriot Act, poised for final congressional passage this week, and it has passed the Congress at this point, waiting signature. Besides terrorism, the bill takes aim at the production of methamphetamine, a highly addictive drug that can't be manufactured without a key ingredient of everyday cold and allergy medications. The bill would impose new limits next month on how much relief a person can buy over the counter. They would blanket the nation with one policy that would put medicines containing pseudoephedrine behind the counter and out of the reach of meth cooks. Allow me to clarify something for these idiots in Congress. If you are a methamphetamine manufacturer, you're not screwing around buying Sudafed off the store shelf to make your meth with.
Not anymore.
You wouldn't be anyway if you are anything close to a serious drug dealer. You'd be going out buying bulk products. In fact, somebody pointed out, so we'll reveal more information about how to make meth. Coming up, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they turn brown and they shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. And it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever issues on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives, months and months worth of them, and they're all for free, right there on the front page of the website. Go get them, freetalklive.com. All right, so let's get serious here.
Okay.
We're talking about methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dangerous, nasty, horrible drug.
It is.
I don't recommend you go anywhere near it. I've never even seen this stuff. Okay, not interested.
I don't think I have either. Why would I have?
Yeah, and I've done a few drugs in my time, but I would never be interested in such a terrible, destructive thing.
I like the stuff God made.
Well, in this case, methamphetamine comes from something that God made.
Well, the fact is, nothing can come from anything that God didn't make.
Okay.
I'm talking about the stuff he made.
Well, and that's kind of where
I'm really not that fond of mushrooms.
That's
you know,
kind of
talking about marijuana.
That's kind of where I wanted to go with this, because the news today is that in this new version of the Patriot Act that they're passing, this updated reauthorization, they've added provisions for federal control of pseudoephedrine. Pseudoephedrine is a chemical that you will find in drugs, over-the-counter drugs, such as Sudafed, which is for, is it for colds or sinus issues?
It's for sinus.
Okay.
And colds have sinus stuff.
Right. So a lot of people use these products to, well, help themselves feel better. And now the feds are going to make it so they're going to move it behind the counter, and you're going to have to fill out some sort of government paperwork. And you're going to be limited to, let me give you the provisions here. Rather than wait for localities to stitch together a patchwork of anti-meth policies, they're just going to jump over all that and create a federal law. Beginning 30 days after President Bush signs the law, purchase limits will go into effect. One person will be limited to buying 330 milligram pills in a month or 120 such pills in a day. The measure would make an exception for single-use sales, individually packaged pseudoephedrine products.
Fine and dandy. How are they going to enforce it? You know, this is the problem. How are they going to know if... I can't imagine that most Americans need 300 doses of pseudoephedrine in a given month.
I can't either.
But the problem is, how are they going to be able to count how many doses of pseudoephedrine I get in a month?
There will be paperwork.
There will be. Or they'll have them behind the counter. They're going to be very difficult to get.
They're now
a controlled substance.
Right. It will be both. They will be behind the counter. You will have to fill out paperwork and show identification in order to purchase it. That's how it's going to work. And all it's going to do is inconvenience perhaps a few, I don't know, amateur meth manufacturers, because the serious distributors, the guys that are in it for a business, the guys that are in it on a cartel level, the ones that are really cranking out the meth,
mm-hmm.
You really think they're going to the store and buying Sudafed off the shelf to manufacture their batches of meth?
It's stupid.
You are out of your mind if you think that.
All they're going to do is they're going to go to Canada or they're going to go to Mexico and they're going to have their Sudafed delivered that way.
Well, that's not even how they're probably doing it. As I understand it, there's a little plant called Ma Huang, which is a Chinese herbal plant, And you can actually break this plant down, as I understand. I could be wrong about the plant. I think that's which one it is. There's an ancient Chinese herb. You can get this stuff in quantity and break it down with chemical processes. You know, you put it in a solvent of some sort. I don't know the exact process. Again, I'm not a meth manufacturer. But this is generally how you extract chemicals from things. You put this plant in a solvent. It breaks down certain things. You can sift that off or burn it off. And then you have remaining the chemical that you desire. You can turn this plant into pseudoephedrine, well, bypassing the whole process of purchasing Sudafed.
You can turn it into ephedrine.
Okay.
But it's essentially the same thing.
Well, whatever. You can use
I don't know whether you can use pseudoephedrine in the same manner that you can use ephedrine, but I would imagine that
you can bypass, if you're a serious, what I'm trying to say is, you're a serious drug dealer, you are not buying Sudafed. You're buying other things in bulk and making your own ephedrine. You are then using that to manufacture meth in quantity, and then you distribute that.
Well, you're probably doing whatever makes the most sense. If they make it harder to get pseudoephedrine, to get Sinutab or whatever, then you won't get that anymore. You'll figure out some other way. But you haven't even slowed it down.
No.
It's not even a speed bump on the road whatever this stuff is.
If anything, all they've done here with their new federal law, if anything, they've just pushed business down to Mexico. That's it.
Yep.
I mean, if it really
annoyed the crap out of the American people, don't forget that.
Oh, and annoyed, yes, the crap out of the people that are actually looking to feel better from their colds.
The ones with the drippy noses running down the fronts of their shirts, they're annoying them.
Yes, because now they have to go and hope somebody's at the pharmacy so they can, and wait. Of course, who knows how long you have to wait to get these things.
I like to do my shopping sometimes at 2 a.m. How about you?
I think it's quite convenient.
Well, I sometimes, obviously on those shopping trips, I buy medication. The ones, the over-the-counters, because I rarely use prescription drugs, the over-the-counters that I use, and the supplements that I use, if I can get them in at Walmart or something like that. So now am I going to be able to get pseudoephedrine in the middle of the night?
Nope. Hmm. Sorry.
Don't like that really much.
Because it's unlikely that you're going to be able to...
Land of the free, home of the brave, baby.
Well, you should feel good, Manwich, that you're going to help bust the methamphetamine dealers that are tearing apart this nation.
It's not busting any methamphetamine. all it's doing is annoying the American people. Please, United States federal government, stop annoying the American people. Go do your job. Do your job and run the military. That's it. Bring them home. Run it. And get your business out of what prescription or what non-prescription drugs people are taking. This is nonsense.
There's no doubt that manufacturing meth is a dangerous process.
You know, the way that you can make it less dangerous is legalize it so that companies have quality control and people stop dying from mixed up bad batches of meth.
Right, they're not blowing up their back shed or whatever it is that these people do.
Even worse, blowing up the apartment beneath mine.
Yeah. This is how it works. It's a drug that has been driven underground by it being illegal, and so people start cooking it in their bathrooms. And they don't know what the heck they're doing. They're probably high, some of them are probably high as a kite at the time, and so they'll screw things up. They'll end up killing themselves doing these processes, and maybe killing their family that might actually be in the same house at that time. Maybe they didn't even know this drug creation was going on. We're putting everybody at risk because we want these drugs to be illegal, or some people want these drugs to be illegal. Not only are we putting everybody at risk, we're also making it inconvenient for people to buy cold medicine. It's so crazy, and why it is that these people haven't figured it out yet is so beyond me. I don't understand
it. It's not that they want to make them illegal, it's that they want people not to do them. They want to control other people's actions.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that they're going to be successful by making it illegal. And then to crank down farther and farther, pretty soon they're questioning people who bought pseudoephedrine, calling you up on the phone. Excuse me, Ian, we found out that you purchased some pseudoephedrine.
You see your name here on the logs.
And I'd like to ask you a few questions about your pseudoephedrine usage.
Okay.
Do you have a minute or two?
Yeah, I'm a little sick.
Yeah, well, you know, it'll just take a second or two. How long you been sick, Ian?
The 5 days.
Well, you should be pretty much done. I think your Sudafed allotment's over. You know?
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
There will be no more Sudafed for you.
You know, they're going to come by, and I see that you're on the list here. It looks like you purchased, two packages of Sudafed.
Can we inspect your bathroom and see how many of these you've gone through? Yeah.
I mean,
it could be going there. Really, it could be going there. That's not very far from where we are today, Manwich. I mean, you bought 30 pills. We need to see how many of them you've used. It was 5 days ago, and we need to check up on you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. I don't believe that there can possibly be anyone that agrees with this. But if there is, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. It is completely listener-editable. In fact, virtually all the content that you see on the wiki, everything from information about the guests that we've had, to the hosts on the show, to the issues that we talk about, all of it's been created by the listeners. It's really amazing. Wiki.freetalklive.com. So get editing. W-I-K-I.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go, talking about meth and these new provisions in the Patriot Act, which are going to do nothing beyond inconvenience people that want to buy cold medicine. So let's talk to Marielle in New York. Marielle, you're on Free Talk Live. Ladies first. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you doing? Oh, I don't know if you brought this up yet, but I wanted to mention something that I find amusing about meth, amphetamines in general, is that they're pretty regularly used in the military. They're a standard issue for pilots.
Standard issue? Well,
standard
I've heard they've used them.
They're called go pills, and they're just to make sure the pilots stay alert and awake during long flights. And so to keep them, you know, dozing off in the middle of a battle or something like that. So for pilots, they take them pretty regularly. And
yeah, I think we had talked to somebody in the past on Free Talk Live who pointed out that if you are a pilot and you refuse to take the speed that they give you, that you could be possibly punished politically on the inside of the military. For instance, they'll pass you up for promotions or threaten you with demotions if you don't actually take the drugs that they are trying to administer to you.
Right. I mean, it's not even just that. I mean, there actually are a lot of prescribed different amphetamines, like, you know, Ritalin and treatments for ADHD, and those are all amphetamines. And so they're actually not really, I mean, you can get addicted, but they're not really all that terrible for you. I mean, I think the rates of addiction, if you're using them improperly, are about 17% of people. So you just have to be careful. But if you get it from a company and you take as directed, and if you use it properly, it's not really a big problem. And
like with a lot of substances, if you abuse them, you're going to hurt yourself. If you do it, every so often.
I mean, if you abuse food, you get fat. So
yeah, this is true.
There's certainly, room to abuse just about anything in this
world.
Words
of wisdom, Marielle. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 to Bill in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Bill. What's up?
Bill.
I just want to kind of comment and, reaffirm that, these new laws are going to do absolutely nothing to stop the manufacture of methamphetamine.
Of course.
It is absolutely ridiculous to think that anybody out there who's serious about producing one of these drugs is going to do it by going out, paying full retail price, sales tax, for pills that are currently manufactured to prevent people from doing exactly that. They put all kinds of stuff into the tablets in order to make it a big, messy glop that you have to, is almost impossible to filter so that you can't extract the pseudoephedrine.
Yeah, you do have to boil it down. There is a process that you have to go through. It's not just that it's not like you just get these pills and you throw them in a pot and add a few other ingredients and you're done.
Sprinkle them.
Yeah, this is
right.
a chemical extraction process.
Exactly, and they have done things to make that as difficult as possible. And after, being a chemist for a decade, I can tell you that, it that's just not the way to do it.
Right.
They are going to go to the big pharmaceutical houses, they're going to bribe people, they're going to pay them off, and, this kind of thing has been known to happen where otherwise, perfectly legitimate-looking pharmaceutical companies have simply been fronts for the manufacture of drugs.
Yeah, why not? It's a multi-billion dollar business. It's no surprise.
You can make like 10,000% profit, just doing this sort of thing. And, it only leads to judges and police officers and investigators being paid off in order to look the other way.
Yep, that's all it does.
Trying to control something like pseudoephedrine, which is made from ephedrine, that used to be extracted from Mahjong, like you guys pointed out,
right.
is not going to do anything.
Right. Go ahead and buy yourself bushels and bushels of Mahjong and just break that down.
Well, I've got some right here sitting in front of me in my kitchen that I bought a decade ago and haven't, done anything with.
Mm-hmm.
But
are you going to cook it down and make some meth and sell it to little children?
Well, no, probably not today. what they're going to do is they're going to find, the people who manufacture ephedrine synthetically on a 100 of kilogram scale and use that, the pure crystal that they don't have to extract from a plant or from a methamphetamine.
The only people that are buying Sudafed and using that to make methamphetamine with are amateur, just people that are just screwing around.
Sure.
That's all they are. Bill,
ones that you see in the news that their trailer goes boom, that's them.
Well, that is just going to be so cost ineffective that they're going to wind up spending more money and time trying to make something that they can't even sell to recoup their costs.
Well, they could sell. If they did successfully create it, they could sell it at an extreme price and definitely recoup their costs.
If they were selling it for a competitive price.
Well,
the free market's going to kick in. If you're trying to, charge five times more than somebody else, you're just not going to be able to sell your stuff.
And again, I don't know. The last time I was in Walmart or any other department store and looked on the shelf to see how many boxes of product there were, there's usually not that many products on the shelf. I mean, you couldn't make more than a personal batch with the amount of stuff that they sell at these stores.
And it would take a tremendous amount of work.
Yes, it would. Bill, thank you for the expertise. We appreciate hearing from you, man with chemical experience there. This is not an easy process, manufacturing meth. There are things that can go seriously wrong if you don't do things exactly correctly. And the chemical extraction using solvents, solvents are highly explosive. This is not going to stop anybody who's really serious about this business.
Well, if you have gotten to the point where you're going to manufacture meth in your bathtub, things have already gone seriously wrong for you.
But yes, that's true. but at least the Homeland Security Department's on the ball, and they're doing their jobs by harassing T-shirt vendors. We'll give you the details on that coming up. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, so if you want to get on, now would be the time to call. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Hey, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the bulletin board system, the archives, the wiki, the updates, the live streaming, and more. We've got it all on our site, and it's all for free. Unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you on a monthly basis, we give it away. Though there is a voluntary option for you to give us a little bit of money, $3 a month. We call it the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Now, that $3 a month doesn't go to paychecks. It goes to promote Free Talk Live. It goes right back out into advertising, industry advertising for the radio business, internet advertising to get us more internet listeners, and it's working. In fact, you can get all the details about how the money's being spent at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can learn about the benefits from being a Free Talk Live amplifier, the perks that you will receive, including access to classic archives. I just posted a new classic archive last, on the Amplifier Forum, which is another perk. Another perk is the Amplifier-only call-in line. So these are some things that we give you for helping us out on a voluntary basis at amp.freetalklive.com. Long term, we got a goal for the project. We're going to reduce commercial time on the show by 25% when we reach our goal with the AMP program. Amp.freetalklive.com. Become an amplifier. Homeland Security's on the ball, man, which they're keeping us safe. They're protecting us. This from USA Today. Apparently, ridiculing FEMA is high art in the Gulf Coast areas where Hurricane Katrina hit last year. A number of parade floats in New Orleans Mardi Gras were decorated in themes that skewered the relief agency. That's interesting. I didn't even know about that. And George Barish, president of the United Commercial Fishermen's Association, has been selling anti-FEMA T-shirts since last fall, which is a reflection of his frustration with the federal government's inadequate response to the storm that left him homeless and unemployed. But on February 1st, when he handed a shirt to a fellow Katrina victim as he was picking up canned goods at a charity's relief tent, Mr. Barish found himself in trouble with Homeland Security.
Dun, 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 dun.
He was cited by Homeland Security officials for selling a T-shirt on federal property, in this case near a FEMA center in the parking lot of Walmart. So wherever FEMA sets up camp, all
it
of a sudden becomes federal property?
That's crazy. That's not federal property. you bunch of jackballs, that's Walmart's property. You were just standing here.
Mr. Barish said he didn't sell the shirt, he gave it away. The government's sticking to its guns. They said, quote, if we ignore this violation, you could have 20 to 30 people standing out in front of the FEMA center obstructing things.
What a bunch of jerks.
We've got a duty and a job to do under the law. Apparently, the government says the message on Barish's shirt, the anti-FEMA message, isn't the issue. Barish says
yes, he is.
Barish says he intends to fight the $75 ticket in court.
Good for him.
And he says that I've tried to work with him, of the federal government, but some of the rules they've got down here are unbelievable. For God's sake, they're pushing the buttons a little bit too far. Says he was ticketed after six DHS officers gathered in his truck. He can't confirm, the bureaucrat can't confirm on the number. Barish says he was told that he'd be arrested if he didn't just take the ticket. I said, do you really want to arrest me? Am I the only one who thinks this is asinine? You're harassing a person who just lost everything. Barish's extended family lost 14 of its 17 houses in St. Bernard Parish. Three of his fishing boats vanished, two other boats survived, but can't get to sea because they're in a canal filled with debris and silt. He doesn't have enough cash to rebuild his oyster beds, and now he's got a $75 ticket on top of all that. This is what your Homeland Security Department is busy doing. And we're done for tonight.
Crazy.
Been in here with you.
And Manwich.
See you tomorrow, same time, same place, and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great night, and don't forget to amp the show. Amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the